Community advocates and union leaders in New London say they're concerned they had no opportunity to comment on the final order which allows Yale New Haven to take over the city's hospital. WNPR's Harriet Jones reports.
Yale's proposed partnership with Lawrence and Memorial Healthcare had been stalled for about a year and looked no closer to becoming a reality last Thursday when suddenly, late in the day, the Office of Healthcare Access issued its blessing on the deal, surprising even the partners themselves, not to mention the many people who had reservations about the proposal.
This happened too quick. We don't have a voice.
That's Martha Marks. She's a city councillor in New London and president of the Visiting Nurses Union at L&M. She's concerned Yale may now seek to make cuts at the New London Hospital.
They're going to want to save money. They're going to consolidate services. Because why would they have a NICU at L&M and a NICU at Yale? I take care of a lot of lower income people, and it's really hard to get to New Haven.
Unions are also worried Yale may drive up prices at Lawrence and Memorial. Mark says they've been trying to find out what happened to prices at Greenwich and Bridgeport hospitals when they were taken over by Yale.
We've never seen those numbers. We asked for those numbers a year ago. And if they're not giving us those numbers, there has to be a reason why they're not giving us those numbers.
But the two hospital groups want to calm those fears. The Office of Healthcare Access has stipulated there must be an independent monitor to oversee price and access concerns for up to 3 years as the two work out their affiliation. L&M spokesman Michael O'Farrell says his group will still have control through a local fiduciary board and services will be maintained in New London.
There's been this concern that this is going to take people down 95. It's not designed to do that. It's designed to bring it the other way. Their providers are going to come here.
And he says Yale has agreed to honour all existing labour contracts, although the shape of employment in the future has still to be decided.
We certainly don't have a desire to eliminate jobs, but what's going to happen through these transition teams is how do we need to work effectively going forward? Can I put a guarantee on anything? No, we can't. Nobody can. But we can guarantee that we're going to be here in the most efficient, cost-effective way.
L&M says although it would rather have remained independent, the deal became inevitable because of the fast-changing financial realities of healthcare, which are driving down reimbursement rates even as medical costs go up.
For a community hospital to exist today is nowhere near as easy or as possible as what it was 100 years ago when L&M was founded.
For her part, Marks disagrees. She says lower reimbursement rates can be balanced against a lower number of uninsured patients. She believes instead the hospital has overextended itself in the past, making its own acquisitions.
They've made some really poor financial decisions, and shame on them, but the patients should not be losing their community hospital.
Union and community leaders say they're now studying the regulator's final order closely to see what protections it affords local services in New London. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.